الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ويرضى ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على كريمنا وعزيزنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز قد أفلح من تزكى وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر قد أفلح المؤمنون وفي شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. We praise, we glorify, we submit and surrender to our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send our peace and blessings upon the noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask him to accept our attendance, to forgive our sins, to overlook our failings and shortcomings, to transform and illuminate our hearts, to strengthen our bonds, and to grant us success in the deen as well as the dunya, and most importantly, to grant us success in our graves and success in the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to succeed after reflecting upon the glorious verses of the Qur'an and upon the beautiful ahadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. Over the last few weeks, we have been discussing the importance of ilm, but ilm which is beneficial, ilm which transforms an individual, transforms their heart, illuminates their mind, improves their character and their actions, makes them a better individual. Ilm which brings them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ilm which also benefits humanity. And not that ilm which is only there for oneself, that selfish knowledge that a person reserves and only uses to better themselves or to increase their wealth and their power and their fame and their control, or to lord over other people and say, look, I am so successful, I have so much knowledge, but rather ilm which makes a person humble and submit and surrender before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we discussed the importance of educating our children in the deen of Islam, because this is the most important knowledge that they need for the success in their dunya, for the success in their graves, and for the success in the hereafter. And how the questions that will be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, it will be all based upon our deen. And the examination that we have here in the dunya, we have our answers for those which are contained within the Qur'an and the sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. The importance of ilm in our schools, in our educational institutions, and making sure that we are seeking that ilm for the right intentions and seeking it in the right means. These were some of the topics that we discussed over the last few weeks. During this week though, as our children, as the students have been going back to their schools and colleges, the children are being encouraged by the parents as well as encouraged by the teachers and their friends to succeed, to push themselves to excel, to succeed in their SATs, to succeed in their GCSEs, in their A-levels and their various other examinations that are coming their way. So they are constantly being told that you need to succeed, you need to succeed. If you fail, then you will fail and you will not get a good job, you will not have money, you will not have wealth, you will not have all of these things. So today, inshallah, very briefly, we will look at this topic of success, but not from the secular perspective, from the perspective of the dunya and the media and society, but look and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala categorizes what is success. What is the Islamic viewpoint and the Quranic paradigm of success, of true success with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, true success with the deen of Islam, and true success with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So in order to succeed in the dunya, we are told that we need to work. And we tell this to our children, do your homework, otherwise you will fail. You'll get a bad mark. Get up and do this, prepare for this examination, prepare for this, for your car test and so many other tests that we have. We're constantly telling our children that we need to work hard, that we need to be disciplined, that we need to manage our time in an effective manner, that we need to achieve excellent grades in our examinations, in our tests, and we need to sacrifice our own personal time and focus in order for us to succeed. But all of this success is pointing towards and geared towards the success of the dunya. This is what it's pointing towards. So you have these SATs, you have these distinctions, you have level 7 and 8 and 9 in GCSEs, you have A grades and B grades at university, you have a first degree or a second, etc. All of these are the measures set up by the world, by the society, for it to dictate who is successful and who is considered unsuccessful. And if you do a very cursory search in Google, you'll find the successful people that they come in the top 10 list, like Bill Gates, like Steve Jobs, like Elon Musk, like Henry Ford, like Steven Spielberg, like Michael Jordan, like Oprah, and all of these other people. This is what the world, what Google considers to be successful. These people who have accumulated wealth and fame and power and control, or other people like Winston Churchill and other politicians, this is what they consider to be success. And this is how they measure success, via their education, or via their power and control and the wealth and the accumulation of all of these things. But what happens is that because from a young age we end up saying, beta, beti, succeed, succeed, push yourself, work harder, make sure you get good results, make sure you get a good grade. What happens is our own children, they end up measuring themselves against these particular standards. That if I don't succeed in my GCSEs and A-levels in university at my job, then I am a failure. This is how children feel. And then we also reinforce that you're a failure. Look at you, nikamma, nalaik, useless, that you look at you, you don't have good grades. Now you're not going to get a good job. Now you're not going to get a promotion. Now you won't succeed. Now you won't have all of these things. This is even the behavior that parents have towards their own children. And it is reinforced by society. It is reinforced by even teachers and the world that we live in. But because we are so focused on the success of the dunya, we actually forget that these are not the measures. These are not the parameters on the tools of how Muslims measure their success. We often become careless and become negligent of the true success of our soul. This is the true success. This is what we need to truly say. Because the body is here and it will return back to the earth. So there's no point working your entire life for the success of the body. Your soul, which has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is everlasting, that soul which will return to the grave, and that soul which will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that soul which will either go to Jannah or Jahannam, we need to work to save the soul and make sure that our soul succeeds. We need to make sure that we succeed in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So true success is not the success of the accolades and the certificates and the fame and the power and the control and the wealth that you or your children can accumulate, or what society deems to be successful. True success is the success of the soul, the purification of the soul, and success in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you look at these same people who Sheikh Google considers to be successful, like I mentioned, Oprah, Steve Jobs, and Bill Gates, and Michael Jordan, all of these celebrities and these people, these artists, and J.K. Rowling, and all of these people that the world considers to be successful, They have fame, they may have some influence, they have wealth, they have all of these things. But ask them how content they are. Ask them how peaceful they are. Ask them the success of their relationship with their soul. Ask them the success with their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with their deen, with their satisfaction. It is these people who are so-called successful in their life who are the most miserable within themselves, who are the most miserable with their relationships, and they go through one partner and another partner and so many other children because they haven't actually found success of the soul. They haven't found any success in their relationship with their Creator, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they've been trying to develop a relationship with the dunya, trying to develop a relationship with fame and wealth and power, and this is where they've tried to find success. But this is arbitrary. It is here today, it will be gone tomorrow. So the Muslim, we measure our success not by the measure and the tools of the dunya, but the parameters of the dunya, but we measure our success the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dictates us in the Quran, the way that we have seen it in the deen of Islam, the way that we have been presented to it by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran doesn't mention that that person is successful who has so much wealth, that person is successful who has so many cars and homes and wives or children. None of these things are mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a measure of success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather states, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, that person is truly successful who has transformed himself, who has purified himself, and who has built a connection and a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you sit down with elderly people, and they will say, Beta, I did all of this in my life. I got money, I got power, I got wealth, I had properties, I had cars, I had all of these things. But they will reflect themselves and they will say, true success is actually in relationships. It's in rishti. It's in the happiness of your child or your mother or your father or sitting down with them. This is where true success is. What they are actually alluding to is also something greater, that true success is actually with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because these people will have everything, but when they come towards their old age, they've lost their relationships. They've lost their spouse and their partners and their children, and all they have is the commodities and the items, the materialistic things surrounding them, but they don't have anything in terms of success for their heart, for their soul, or success with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every single human being, it's embedded within us. We want to achieve success in all of the things that we try to do, whether it be at school, at work, with our family, or with our sports, or life in general. We all want to be successful. We want to be recognized. But true success is in the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the deen of Islam, of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So how can we actually define this very elusive, very broad term of what success is, and what does it actually mean to be successful? So if you look at the dictionary defines success as what? As attaining wealth, as attaining prosperity, and achieving fame in your life. This is how the world and how the dictionary dictates what success is. And this is how we are indoctrinating our own children, that you will only be successful if you have money. You will only be successful if you are affluent and prosperous. You will only be successful if you have fame, if you have some role, if you have some influence and all of these things. So this is why when we see these people in social media, the artists, we see these people in the businessmen and the tycoon and these politicians and all of these celebrities, what do we see? All of the things that are around, we see that they have money. We see that they have lots of cars. We see that they have many homes and big homes. We see that they change their clothes all the time and they wear very beautiful and very expensive clothing. They are surrounding themselves with money on their beds, with items around themselves to show them how apparently successful they are. They show with these beautiful women that, look at, I have this beautiful woman in my life, I am very successful. They show off with their kids, with their businesses, with their careers. They show off with their influences. And these are the artists. These are the actors, these are the singers and the celebrities who have this so-called success in the dunya. But how long is their success? How long does it last? And how much success do they actually have within their heart and their mind? And how is their relationship with their Lord, to whom they must all return? So the reality is that none of these things, these measures of cars and properties and wealth and fame and influence and all of these things, none of these material possessions or objects or progress is actually a true means to success. True success And real success lies actually in faith with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In your iman, in your belief, in your aqidah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True success is in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is in carrying out righteous deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having the firm and unshakable resolve and belief and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, your faith, you express yourself in good actions, you express yourselves in good words. So the Quranic and the Islamic worldview or paradigm and understanding of success is actually very different to the success of the dunya. And this is a very important thing that we need to make sure that when we are speaking to our children, don't reinforce the same success that they are told in their schools, they are told in the media, they are told in society that you'll only be considered successful if you have the latest clothes or the latest gadgets or the best cars and a big home and lots of money in your bank and all of these things. None of these, brothers and sisters, none of these are actual successes. They're not successes. They may be temporary successes of the dunya, but they're not actually considered to be successful before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So I'll just give you a very short and beautiful glimpse of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers to be successful. Allah azza wa jalla in the glorious Quran, He mentions, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min azabin aleem. But O you who believe, if you truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shall I tell you about a trade, a transaction, a deal that saves you from a painful punishment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here first and foremost is addressing you. He is concerned for you and your welfare. He is expressing His love and concern and compassion towards you. And He's using the vernacular, the language that we understand. You know, when somebody says to you, do this, do this, do this, we'll like kind of ignore them. But if they say, oh, you'll get this money from the outset, or this is how you will benefit, then we listen to them very, very attentively. Or, amen of Fadawasi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understanding our nature, He says, this is the transaction, this is the deal, this is the trade that you need to do in order for you to be successful. So He gets our interest. And then He tells us, what is this profitable trade? What is the transaction, this deal that you need to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will give you success in your deen, that will give you also success in your dunya, but more importantly, that will give you success in the hereafter. What is that deal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That this profitable trade, this transaction, this deal of true success is when you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just lip service faith in Allah azza wa jal, but true yaqeen and true faith. You will come across certain people in your lifetime, they will not have a fancy house, they will not have a fancy car, but they will be content and happy within themselves because they have focused on their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have focused on their relationship with each other. They haven't said, oh, only when I have this food or this kapre or these items in my home or in my life will I be successful. No, they are content within themselves because their faith is strong. Their yaqeen is strong in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want to succeed and if you want your children to succeed, don't just constantly push them towards the success of the dunya. Because you will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this amana, this trust, this soul that was given to you by Allah azza wa jal, how did you enable it to succeed? Or did you just enable it to succeed in the dunya? Where was your focus and your determination and your worry and your concern to make sure that your child succeeded in their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How did you deeply embed the faith and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your child? How did you embed the love and the ittiba of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in your child's life? How did you make sure that they practiced their deen and they were successful with whatever they had? Because this is what the Sahaba ikram used to say, that raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin nabiyyan wa rasoola. That we are happy, we are content, we are satisfied, we are successful. Why? Because we have Allah azza wa jalla as our Lord. We have the deen of Islam as our way of life. And we have the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We have these three things. These are the greatest treasures in all of the universes. We don't need any other measure of success or any other measure to make us feel good within ourselves. Whatever Allah gives us, whatever He takes away, we are still happy and successful. We are still content. Whatever our deen teaches us and commands us, we are happy and content and we are successful. Whatever our Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam has instructed us, we follow that and we love him wholeheartedly. This is what they used to say, and this is how they were so greatly successful, because they held on to these three most precious treasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. So تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون بأموالكم وأنفسكم. And do believe in the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then to struggle in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just personally struggle, do jihad just within yourself, but do jihad and struggle with your possessions, with your wealth and with your persons. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That this is far better for you than you can ever imagine that you can ever know. So this is an important reminder for us all that we need to constantly reinforce within our children, that truly believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognizing He is our Lord, the mighty, the wise, the kind, the considerate, the one who gives life and causes death, the one who provides, the one who nourishes, the one who is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. This belief, this yaqeen, this conviction leads us towards taqwa, God conscientiousness, God awareness, and being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This yaqeen in Allah azza wa jal, this iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then enables us to transform ourselves and our character, and develops patience and humility and generosity and kindness within us, because it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all success comes from Allah azza wa jal. So if you go to the source of success, without a doubt, you will be successful within yourself. You'll be successful then within your home. You'll be successful within your society. Whatever much that you have, or whatever little that you have, you will be successful. And then to have this belief in the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he is Allah's Rasul, he is Allah's Messenger, he is Allah's Prophet, he is Allah's servant and slave. He has come as a guide, as a mercy for all of mankind. He has shown us how to live a life which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But most importantly, he has shown us how to live a successful life. A successful life as a husband, as a spouse, as a partner, as a friend, as a neighbor, and the most important thing in our lives, how to be successful as an abd, as a servant and slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why, my dear brothers and sisters, you may be successful, your children may be successful, like Elon Musk or Bill Gates or Steven Spielberg and all of these other people that we consider to be successful because they have fame and wealth and power and all of these things. But if you are not successful in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have failed and wasted your life, and more importantly, you have failed and you will waste the eternity that awaits you when you return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask yourselves, how successful are you in your relationship with Allah azza wa jal? How successful are you with the deen of Islam in terms of how much you practice it, how much it transforms you, how you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How successful are you in your relationship, in your love, in your concern, in your tiba, in your fellowship of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? How much do you learn about him? How much do you follow and emulate him? And how much do you encourage your children? Because there's no point saying, this is, you know, the person that I aspire towards. And you have these posters of these people in your homes, in your rooms. But actually, we only need to look towards our Lord Almighty. We only need to look towards our deen of Islam. We only need to look towards the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then we will undoubtedly succeed. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. And the verses continue on and on. Allah again and again talks about true success, and it is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to really reinforce within the minds and hearts of our children that they need to succeed in their relationship with Allah azza wa jal and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then struggle and strive in the path, in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the wealth that you have and with your entire self. This is why the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam in the glorious Quran, he reminds us from Allah azza wa jal, قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاتِ وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That declare that undoubtedly that my salah, my prayer, my worship, my devotion, and my sacrifices, my entire life and my death, everything is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if you want to succeed, then you have to give yourself up to Allah azza wa jal. You can give yourself to Allah, to the deen, to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, or you can give yourself up to the dunya, to your nafs,
to your whims and desires, or to the shaitan, and to all of the other attractive things that are there in the dunya. It's up to you to make this transaction and this deal, or you can turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, the everlasting, the ever living, and say, Allah, I want to believe in you. I have complete belief and faith in you. I believe and follow in your deen of Islam, and I believe and follow the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and you strive and you cause in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. You need to be willing to do that sacrifice and overlook just the pleasures and the successes of the dunya, but actually look to the true and everlasting success of the hereafter. What happens when you do this trade and transaction with Allah Azza wa Jal? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min azabin aleem, tu'minuna billahi wa rasulihi, and wa tujahidun, and strive in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. What happens? Yaghfir lakum zunubakum. ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم. What will happen when you make this trade, this deal with Allah Azza wa Jal? That He will forgive you and your sins and your shortcomings. He will admit you into the gardens of paradise with flowing streams, into pleasant dwellings in the gardens of eternity. Why? This is the greatest success because of your faith, because of your iman, because of your love and fellowship of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, because of your striving and struggling in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. So don't be blindsided and just look towards the success of the dunya, and constantly encourage your children that this is the only way for you to be successful with power and wealth and fame and all of these other things. But no, our true success is actually with Allah Azza wa Jal, with the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True wealth, as the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, is not in having a lot of material possessions, but true wealth is actually the wealth of the soul. And this is what I mentioned, that if you truly want to succeed, succeed within yourself, succeed in purifying your soul, and succeed in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these things are rooted in our faith, rooted in the practice of our faith. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came to change the paradigms of how the Sahaba and how the people around him viewed success. It wasn't with the accumulation of camels and wealth and property, it was actually in the purification, in the closeness and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the practice of the deen of Islam. So we need to work hard without a doubt. We want to succeed in our life without a doubt, but never do it at the expense or at the loss of failing in our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, with the deen of Islam, with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us all to act upon this.